Would you say she used to be scared or didn't used to be scared?
She didn't used to be scared of the dark.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
Okay. And someone who's real sure of doing things his way, he won't listen to anybody else, you say that he's awfully... Like, you can't argue with him, and he won't ever admit he's wrong.
What you laughing at?
That's you. I mean, you heard.
Stubborn, I guess you'd call it.
What's that?
Stubborn.
Uh-huh. Any other expressions besides stubborn?
What would you like to say, Richard?
Did you ever hear that?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's what he wanted me to say, hard-headed.
Uh-huh. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you know, it's just the least little thing and he's just explode. You say that he's awfully. You can't...
Touches? He's awfully touches.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
It's a man. Or upset.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just...
Wait a minute.
Or just keep...
Keep calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Give out.
Okay. Or I'm just completely...
Fagged.
Okay. And, or using the term wear out, you say I'm just completely...
Worn out.
And... Say if a person had been well and suddenly you hear they have some disease, you might say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
They got sick.
And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say he...
He's taking a cold.
He what?
Taking a bad cold.
Okay. And if he couldn't talk right, you say he was...
Stopped up.
Or sounded a little...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
Cough.
And say if you got someone some medicine, you went in and still saw the medicine there, you might ask, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine?
And the person might say, an hour ago I...
Took it.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're...
Deaf.
Do you ever hear people say deaf?
Deaf. He's deaf.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've heard the expression.
And say if a man was out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
A carbuncle or a rising.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Boil.
Uh-huh. Is that all the same thing?
It's a little difference in... rising in a carbuncle and a boil similar,
mm-hmm.
But there is some difference in them. A carbuncle has generally more than what we call more than one head to it,
mm-hmm.
And it spreads out. A rising or a boil generally comes to one head in the center or one opening in the center.
What about the stuff that drains out when the boil opens?
Pus.
And in a blister, the stuff that...
It's water.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
It swelled up.
Okay. And yesterday, when the bee stung me in my hand...
It was swollen.
Or it did what? It
swelled up, as a lot of people would say.
Uh-huh.
It swelled up.
And you say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
Swell up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...